Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
It's Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined by Rectum Von Dectum, a.k.a. Davey Eyeballs, a.k.a. Hermes the Instant Messenger God, a.k.a. Rice Von Dice. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Chammed, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
How are you,
sir?
That was the best intro I think you've given me in like 3 years. So
I know. It's something I need to work on. I mean, you have a lot of nicknames. We need to get them all out of the way.
You're just going to pump my tires a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Everybody needs like a hype man. You know, everybody sounds a little bit better when somebody's trying to get them over.
Yeah. So
that's what we're doing here on the podcast. Ryan, what do you say we dive headfirst into some of this news?
Let's do it.
Your wish has been granted as James Gunn is back for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Now, is this my wish, or was my wish the entire time that they shouldn't have fired him in the first place?
Yeah, I think you were probably going with that too.
And not only that, but now it's coming out that like Disney never looked for a replacement. So it was basically this whole thing of firing him was just like a song and dance, and people are buying this shit.
It's so stupid. I am surprised that they brought him back, though. I thought once Disney made a move like this, it was going to mean that he was gone.
Well, you'd think so, right? You'd think that they're you know, the mouse is an integrity corporation, but apparently this was all for show. And people are like, oh, he's back. And Disney's like, well, he was never really gone because we never really looked for a replacement.
Did you see Taika Waititi tweeted out? He like retweeted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I thought I was doing that movie.
Which points to he probably should have. If he's going to tweet something like that out in the wake of that, he probably should have directed it.
He gets it. He's a guy who gets it. Mm-hmm. What do you think about your boy Chris Pratt? How's he going to respond to this?
God boy? Jesus guy?
Yeah.
Let's see what he says about this, because you know he's better than all of us now. He's found God, and all of a sudden he's better than everybody, you know?
I know. He's going to drop like some sort of line from the Bible. It's like every time something happens, because isn't that what he did the first time?
Yeah,
he's like,
there was some like
this,
Bible
this
quote.
This sums up what I'm thinking. It's like, what are you actually thinking? You just read that.
Seriously.
So just what do you really think
and
about
this?
And
here's the thing, like you don't, you know, I went through, what's it, like 6 years of, no, in college too. So like, you know, 10 years of Catholic school. Like you got to earn it, man.
That's
you know
plenty.
What I mean? Like don't come at me with this Johnny Come Lately bullshit.
Nah, this book's been out a long time.
Long time.
Can't just throw a dart and hit a page and quote it in your Instagram and get a whole bunch of likes.
Seriously.
That's not how it works.
That's not
how we're doing.
It's not like you're trying to impress a girl with some Dave Matthews quote as your away message and, you know, AOL Instant Messenger. I might not have done that. I'm not talking about me. Nah. I've never done that.
No, I know. It couldn't have been you.
Couldn't have been
somebody
me.
Else. Could have been somebody else besides Hermes, the Instant Messenger guy.
Besides that.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
But Gunn, I mean, everything's coming up Drax right now. He's going to be in WrestleMania, and now he's getting his director back. So Dave Bautista is going to be feeling pretty good about himself.
And segue, Richard, to our next bit of news.
Uh-huh. How about this? James
about
Gunn is going to be directing what is being referred to as a, quote, total reboot of Suicide Squad. So instead of Suicide Squad 2, you're getting The Suicide Squad. Let me ask you, Ryan, is that enough of a difference?
It is not enough of a difference. I am still excited to see what James Gunn does with this. And the reason we segued into this, I'm told that Dave Bautista is rumored for a role in this as well.
He would be great in it. Who would he play? Croc?
No, it was someone else. It was rumored like Bane, maybe. Like I saw people
he could be a good Bane.
Yeah. You'd be his vocal coach for the whole thing. But
from the first Suicide Squad, is there anybody besides Margot Robbie that you would want returned?
Other than Will Smith. Like I thought Will Smith did a fine job.
Will Smith was good, but Idris Elba is going to be even better.
He will be better. I really liked Ike Barinholtz as like the scumbag cop, but I know he's not going to come back, but
no, but I mean like Yeah, maybe Amanda Waller, maybe bring her back.
Yeah, yeah, do that. Someone told me like years ago too that Ben Affleck wasn't going to be Batman anymore, but
now that was a recent thing, Ryan. Nobody's had that.
Oh yeah,
nobody had that news for a really
All right,
long
that must
time.
Be recent. Yeah, but you're right.
I think I've also decided that we're going to have a new saying on the podcast. We're going to say, James Gunn to your head, James Gunn to your dick.
I like that. Or what's his brother's? He has two brothers. It's
the one dude who's does like all the mocap stuff.
Yeah. And he's one of the Ravagers too. What's his name?
Pete Gunn.
It's not Billy Gunn. That's Billy Gunn.
Bart Gunn?
It's not Bart Gunn.
Was it the Smoking Guns? What the fuck is his name? He was in Gilmore Girls, too.
He was. His name is Sean. Sean Gunn.
Sean Gunn. Sean yeah. Gunn. Sean Gunn to your head, James Gunn to your dick.
There you go.
Who do you got? Who do you like? So, The Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Will this movie be any good?
Yes.
Because you're that high on Gunn?
I'm not that high on Gunn. I think there's a sensibility to, like, there's a goofiness to all of this stuff that, one, that Gunn gets, like Waititi gets, and not only that, but there's a DC desperately needs some like silliness.
Yes, and this is, Suicide Squad kind of should be.
It should be. I mean? It's just completely crackers. It's supposed to be like completely off the wall, you know.
And if you think about it, like Guardians of the Galaxy is like they're towing that line. Like they're clearly more good guys than bad guys, but they're the group that is the Guardians of the Galaxy. There is some overlap to the group that is the Suicide Squad.
Yes.
So and he does a good job of everybody gets to shine a little bit, which is nice. So, all right. I like that. You know what I also like, Ryan?
What's that?
This is a Netflix program.
Mm-hmm.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina season 2 is coming out on April 5th. They just released a trailer. The show's pretty good. And it's, the girl who plays Sabrina, who was in Mad Men, she is great. Like, she helps move the show along because it's not like, oh, you got to stop what you're doing and watch the show. But it's I got nothing else on. I'll watch 3 straight episodes of Sabrina.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like it. And it was cool. I talked about it at the time. But so they did season 1 and then they came out with a Christmas special, like a one off, almost like a movie. And then now like separate also from season 2. So. And it's been picked up, I think, already for a season 3. So we'll
see what the hell they got going on. Yeah, and I'm interested. I always have, if a show gets to season 3, that's when it kind of hits its stride.
Yeah,
sometimes. And I feel like I feel you really like Sabrina. I know a couple of the Triforce members really did not like Sabrina.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of waiting to see like how season 2 shakes out, and then I might jump in because once it gets to 3, I'm interested to see what the show does.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to simply judge it on one season and be like, that sucks and I'm out. Like, I kind of want to see.
You stand idly by while I watch all these Sabrina episodes.
Yeah, and I'll take your word for it.
Good. I don't know if you do take my word for it.
I watch everything you tell me to watch.
Is that right?
I think so.
Have you watched Riverdale?
I watched the first 2 episodes of Riverdale.
Were you super excited about
it? I was not, and I'll tell you why. It's because my main profession is that of a high school educator. So
yeah, true.
It felt a little icky, you know, to me, but that's just,
did you ever watch The Leftovers? Did you watch The Leftovers?
No.
Okay. So but that's only like my favorite show of all time.
I know.
So exercise has already proven you a liar.
Well, I'm not a liar because I will watch that. I will. I promise you. What do you want me to do? Like I just what did we do? We were doing True Detective.
I want you not to lie to me. Oh yeah. True Detective.
We did True Detective. Then Thrones is coming on. Then there's going to be a Deadwood movie. Then there's going to be the Watchmen show. So like, what am I supposed to do here?
Oh, that's right.
HBO's jamming me up.
I can't. Wow, man. Yeah.
So did you hear this? Have you heard this? Huh? What Lindelof is saying about this?
What's Lindelof saying about this?
So it's not a reboot. And it's basically a reimagining, and some of it takes place like after the Dr. Manhattan event.
Oh boy.
So from what he said, and there's this whole thing that he wrote,
I'm nervous
about how, well, it's, I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. Like he knows what he's doing in terms of television.
True.
And he said, you know, Moore's work stands like, and this is the best thing you could have said as someone who's going to create a show called Watchmen. He's like, I can't do anything better with Moore's work than he already did. Like I can't do anything with
that's
that.
That's fair.
And he said, but what I can do is like set it in that world. So, like, it, from what I think I read that he wrote on Instagram or whatever, like, Rorschach's dead. Like, Dr. Manhattan's gone. Like, Ozymandias, so Ozymandias did that thing at the end of the book. Like, that's done.
Oh, so it's more like...
It's in that world, but
Watchmen?
It's like, yeah, it's like after or like maybe like before, like remember, like the Watchmen went away and then they came back or like they were gone. So like maybe it's like before the that all that happened.
Did you ever read any of like the spinoff Watchmen stuff?
I didn't. I didn't want to.
I didn't either. And I heard it wasn't great.
Yeah.
But that, I didn't read it, so I can't say that for sure. But I don't know.
But I'm more into that show than I was before because like I didn't want to see like someone's weird take on, you know, these characters. Like they exist, but they're that story's done is what he's getting. He's saying, which is nice.
I'll still give it a go. I mean, it's HBO and it's Linda Loft, like you said. So we'll see how it goes. Ryan, we just tweeted out at Dork Podcast. If you haven't seen it yet, the Toy Story 4 trailer. And this may really blow some people's hair back. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but I don't know if I'm wild about the whole Toy Story franchise, to be honest.
You know what it is? It's like emotion porn. Like if you want to like laugh and like laugh really hard and like cry really hard in like one movie, like this is what these movies do.
And as someone without emotion, I choose not to enjoy these films. No, I don't know. I mean, they're I've seen them. They're good, and I know people are obsessed with them. I'm just not. And I feel like I was. It wasn't like the early Disney movies where I was young and liked them then and had an appreciation for them then. It was sort of one of those things where you're sort of caught in between, and it's not some of these cartoons that, like, I don't know, like the humor in it isn't as good as some of the other humor, like for animated stuff that I've seen. So it's obviously good, and as you said, it kind of pulls on the heartstrings and all that stuff, but like I'm not even going to see this movie in the theater.
I'm going to have to, obviously, having young
children.
Well,
you have two youths, so you'll for sure see
youths.
It. Youths.
But the thing that I find bothering, like, Disney Pixar, like, Disney movies, if you know, like, it started with Zootopia, but these have been getting,
trash.
But they've been getting, like, heavier and heavier.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, the message that we're trying to say with these, like, for Christ's sake, like, in a Coco, for as good a movie as that was, there was a murder in that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what other movie I fucking hated was the one with the emotions. What was that one called?
Oh yeah, that one. Jesus, that got me because I think when I saw that, Inside Out.
Inside Out, I hated.
I think I saw that right as Quinn, my older daughter, was born.
Oh, okay.
So like I was like a mess watching that movie. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna screw this kid up, you know? And I like, I think I told you the story. Like my wife and I saw that movie. It's like our first. She might have been pregnant or like just had Quinn, but we were like, it was just me and her. And to the right of us, there was a father who had like his kids who ranged from like 11 to like late teens, like next to him. There was like four of them. Right. And this guy was just uncontrollably sobbing at times in that movie. like couldn't, you know that? Like you couldn't breathe. Like he was like,
yeah,
I'm like, you're a grown man.
Like get it like, together.
Get it together.
You set an example.
Seriously.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
I bet if you just went up and like open hand slapped him in the face, I bet he actually would have respected
he would
that.
And he would have like snapped out of it and be like, no, you're right.
He's like, Jesus, man.
I got to pull, yeah.
I thought I was alone. My bad. I thought I was in the shower. This is what I always do in the shower. You're like, oh, boy. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so that movie comes out, I think, this summer. A movie that comes out this week, Ryan, is Us, Jordan Peele's latest, and it is currently, I'm looking right at it now, rocking a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Some dickwad out there didn't enjoy it. But Jordan Peele was also very adamant. I think he even tweeted just straight up, Us is a horror movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, was there any, who was saying that it wasn't?
I think people were with Get Out. They're like, well, that's not really a horror movie. It's like a psychological thriller. It's not like he's like, you know what I mean? I think he's like, no, this is we're going straight up horror here.
Well, that's true. And you know what? Honestly, watching Get Out, like if you want to call it a horror movie, fine. But like, I don't think it was super scary. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was super scary. Whereas just the previews for Us are scarier than the whole movie of Get Out.
I am terrified now of Lupita Nyong'o.
I know.
Like she can look like she might be one of the most beautiful people in the world right now. But when she does that like crazy eye, like dead stare face, I'm like, nope,
I'm like,
get out
I
of
am
here.
Very nervous and yet very aroused. I'm scared.
I'm confused is what it is.
It's every emotion ever. I don't know what to, I'm just going to freeze. I'm freezing. I'm just going to stare at the screen. Yep. What's happened?
I have to do it. I have to like physically reset after watching that trailer.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. I can't wait to go see it.
So I already got my tickets. I'm going Friday
night.
Oh,
did you? Awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it very much. So Ryan, we talked about it a while ago. There's going to be a prequel movie to The Sopranos. And it has a title now. The title is simply Newark. Newark.
Great.
That going to get you going?
Nope.
That get you all revved up?
Nope. You know what I don't want to see more of? You know what I've seen enough of in my life that I don't want to see more of?
Sopranos?
Newark.
Oh.
I've seen quite enough of Newark. We're good. Yeah.
I'm probably all set there, I think, as well.
Yep. It's like, this thing better come through with, like, some... It better be the best movie in the world if you want me to watch it.
There's a chance.
There is a chance, but we'll see.
There's always a chance. What is the best movie in the world ever?
Critically, it's got to be like Godfather, Godfather 2, or like Citizen Kane, or like if you want to go like Seven Samurai, maybe.
Oh yeah, probably one of those.
Like one of, in my mind, Shawshank.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Nope, not that movie.
Nah, probably not. Good. No. Good turn in by Johnny Depp. I know you like him.
He was pretty flat in that movie too. Like, he really didn't do anything, which is kind of nice.
Oh, speaking of Johnny Depp, did you see like what J.K. Rowling is coming out with?
Oh my God, she is out of her mind. She is out of her mind.
So J.K. Rowling, of course, is the writer of Harry Potter and all the Fantastic Beasts and everything. And so apparently, on one of the commentary tracks or one of like the Blu-ray specials on the Fantastic Beasts sequel, she was talking about Grindelwald and who?
Dumbledore.
And Dumbledore, like the two main like dudes. And she was, so this apparently like isn't in the book, or I know it's not in the movies. I can't speak to the book. It's not in the movies.
It's in none of it.
And it's in none of it. And she's like, oh, they had a real intense sexual relationship.
And it's like, okay, from the clouds. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no one asked. You know what I mean? And she's been like every book signing or everything she does, like she goes out and it like somehow the sexual orientation of one of her fictional characters comes up and she just like blurts it out. And I'm like, but what the fuck? This is a book for kids.
Somebody had a good burn about it though. And they were like on Twitter, somebody was saying, well, she also never includes any of like, there's no gay characters, I don't think, in any of her stuff. And until after the fact. So then she does it after the fact and she's like, oh, this is what's happening. But they're saying she's doing this on purpose. So people like it doesn't affect sales of the books and the movies, which I don't know if that's true or not. But
well, you know what? You know what she needs to do is just write something. You need to write something else. Like you need to go away from like Harry Potter and like write something else.
I want to say she was in the news like a year ago for out of nowhere saying that like. There were no toilets in Hogwarts or something. Remember, she like added another real weird detail.
It's
like,
super
oh yeah, they
weird.
All shit in their hat, and you're like, and it's what? Like all these. Why memes, would you say that?
All these memes are popping up. That's like nobody, and it's like everybody, and then it's like nothing, and then it's all of a sudden it's like J.K. Rowling. It's like, you know, something about like the Elder Wand being a dildo or something. Like there's like
yeah,
like
no, my
what
favorite
are you
one
like,
was,
what is this? Like why, what are you trying to prove?
Like, there one was kid quote, oh my God, Hagrid's my favorite character. J.K. Rowling, well, you know he died of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, like why are you doing this? It doesn't make any sense.
Let us enjoy the films and the books, please.
Yeah, this I mean, like I said, this is a book for kids and adult losers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
and she was just like, oh yeah.
See what I did there? I tried to throw like a backdoor slider on the adult Harry Potter fans.
You burned them.
I got them good, didn't I?
Hey, did you know that Grindelwald and Hufflepuff had like just an aggressive sexual relationship? It intimidated everybody around them.
Oh, do you know there was an actual fifth secret house at Hogwarts that was all just like a S&M chamber? And like all the naughty house. Children went there.
Like, no, I guess I didn't know that. It's literally not in any of the books.
Well, you did because you did read the books. You would have read it if you read the books. Didn't you see the movies?
You would have read it if you read it.
You would have read it if you'd known it.
No, I suppose, but I didn't.
Exactly.
But I've listened to these J.K. Rowling interviews, and she's really filling in the holes for
me. I am just worried about her needs being met at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with her, to be honest. But God bless her.
All right, enough
Ryan,
about her.
A quick update on hashtag Dork Madness 4, A Quest for Peace. We are down to 32.
Yeah.
And actually, by the time you're listening to this, we are already voting into the Sweet 16. The biggest surprise to me so far is Tekken 3 and Overwatch getting bounced in the second round.
I'm not really that surprised.
They went up against Call of Duty and Halo, or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and Halo 2, which I know are huge games. Such a personal favorite of mine. Was
and that's
Tekken
it. 3, that's your alma mater. Yeah. Like Tekken is your alma mater, and you really you know they're probably going to get bounced in the first and second round of the tournament, but you're just happy they're there.
Yeah, I'm still going to wear the sweatshirt all week.
Who's a team like that? That I'm like St. John's or something. I don't know.
Some shitbag that's out there.
UConn. You
know, go team.
Some team that won the MAC or like the Patriot League or whatever the hell it is now.
And you're like, go for it. But we'll see what happens. Also, The Last of Us got bounced.
Which I was furious.
That's a tragedy.
When I think someone pointed it out, I think it has to do with console exclusivity. I think a lot more people who are voting play Xbox and hadn't played that game. But
yeah,
man,
I think that's
dingo.
One where if you played The Last of Us, you were voting for it. Yep. And if you hadn't, you'd probably had played Assassin's Creed and you're going to vote for that, which is a fine game as well, but it's no Last of Us. So.
And I was thinking about it. One huge snub we had, I think none of the Uncharted games made it into the bracket.
Yep, that's a snub. That's a snubberoonie. They're doing well in the NIT, though, right now.
Oh, they're killing. They're going to win the NIT.
They're up against Bloodborne and Arkanoid.
Sharkanoid.
All right, Ryan, that's the way the news goes. So what do we say we get to your news?
All right, man.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, what do you got?
Well, I got two huge pieces of news today, Richard. I'm going to try to keep them as short as possible. I'll get the quick one out of the way first.
All good.
Apex Legends finally dropped their Battle Pass today. Not to timestamp this, but their Season 1 is out today. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with the Battle Pass, basically you can throw in $10 at this game that you got for free and have the ability to level up and unlock items that come through the game. The level 199 are like these incredible like weapon skins. And there's also a new character named Octane who you would love.
He's
a bit of a junk rat. So,
all right. Okay.
So you would very much like him. His specials are, he can stab himself with this drug that makes him run faster at the cost.
Yoshimitsu.
Yes. At the cost of his health. But his ultimate is he puts down like a big trampoline that you can jump off of.
Okay.
So you're into that, right?
I love trampolines.
And he throws up the devil horns when he does stuff. He throws up the metal, Ronnie James Dio horns.
I like that also.
So I'm into that. He's got a cool face mask, which I know you like. So
I love face masks.
So there you go. So there's that. And this other thing happened today that I'm really interested in. So Google, again, out of nowhere, they J.K. Rowling this whole thing. They had a press conference today, and they unveiled this thing called Stadia. Now, what this does is basically you get this Google controller, and it's a Netflix-like app that you can play on any device that you currently have, and you can just stream video games.
Really?
So it's like a monthly subscription. Like, people have tried this before. Like, Steam had tried this before. PlayStation kind of does it, but you have to have a PlayStation in order to do it with the PlayStation Now. Nintendo Switch does it, but you have to have that proprietary box in order to do it, right?
Okay.
Google is doing it we're just going to do it through a computer, through a laptop, through a TV, through a smart TV, through anything. You can just have this controller and just stream games, which they're calling it kind of the future of gaming. This thing's been in development for a decade, and they've seen people. So basically they had this video game streaming service idea and watched people try to do it before them and kind of fail.
Right.
And they've partnered with Epic and Unity. And they have these high-performance servers. Now, you can get up to 4K ultra-high definition at 60 frames just streaming.
Yeah. Huh.
Depending on what kind of internet you have. So they will. So I'm reading the article right now. It said already Google said Stadia is able to deliver games with more performance than Microsoft's Xbox One X and Sony's PlayStation 4 Pro combined.
Wow.
Google said it'll eventually expects the double that performance as game developers can create even more complex games, which is if you're using Google servers in order to create games, like as a game developer, that's advantageous because there's probably some of the strongest servers in the world running through Google.
Yeah.
So
really cooking with gas here.
And then this is the next thing. I remember I said this years ago. You're like, could be the next big console? And I said, there isn't going to be a next console. I think I don't know when I said that, but I did say that.
Yeah. So like if PlayStation 5 ever comes out or like Xbox 2, like what do you think those are going to just end up being kind of shit because you're going to have stuff like this?
No, I think I don't know. And that's it. Like I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say like the second you buy like your PlayStation 5, it's going to be obsolete because of
it probably won't be because you're not going to be able, the games aren't going to be that good. And like, you're going to have like really crazy stuff with the PlayStation 5
and
or whatever.
Stadia is going to have to, Google Stadia is going to have to like build a reputation of like quality stuff.
Quality, before, comfort, and price. That's nice.
That is. And that's what, you know, as gamers, like, you know, I was watching a documentary and they were talking about like competitive gaming and esports. And one of the people said, like, you know, this brand new game, like say like Apex Legends comes out and they're like, oh, well, we're going to have a tournament for that. And it's going to be $100,000 purse. Like, no one cares because like that's not, we don't know that game. It's not an established game. Like, gamers like what they like. So if you're delivering stuff that like people are behind, like, all right, if you want to do a Fortnite tournament for $100,000, people are going to watch that. But this like new game that no one's ever heard of before, like, I'm not really into that.
Right, exactly.
You know, so it depends on what they do. I mean, the idea here is awesome.
Right, so hey, it's cool.
We'll see. Right. But that's the news. That's the way the news goes.
Awesome. Oh, also, I think we talked about him a couple of weeks ago, but I believe the new Overwatch character is now live.
Baptiste is live today.
Baptiste. All right, we'll have to give him a, we'll have to give him a
I'll
spin.
Give him a whip.
Take him around the old block or two.
Yep.
Ryan, are you ready for the topic du jour? Ryan?
Sorry, what?
Rip Von Dip. The topic du jour. Oh, it's the topic of the day.
Oh, and what today, are we doing today? Yeah.
It is Avengers Endgame Trailer 2. I'm calling it Trailer 2, although I guess maybe technically it's Trailer 3 because there was that Super Bowl spot.
It's a tease. So that was a teaser. So there's a difference between teasers and trailers. This is the second trailer.
This is Trailer 2, Ryan. It was 2 minutes and 26 seconds, but put a pin in that for just a second.
Just a smidge.
Because on the same day, Ryan, on the same day, they released the beautiful poster for the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it right now. It is glorious. A lot of purples, a lot of blues. It's got the title of the film. It's very similar to, let's see, all of their other posters. This is just like how you make a movie poster now, apparently. Like, this is what you do.
And you got one guy look this way. You got one guy looking this way. This guy saying, what do you want from me? You know?
Hey, what do you want? And none of them are wearing their fucking masks because that's not what these characters do, apparently. Yeah. But it is pretty sweet. Obviously, just the characters who survived Infinity War. You know, like nobody that got snapped away. But then you also throw in the addition of Captain Marvel on there. They're kind of all looking kind of different directions. Most of them are looking sort of to our left, camera right,
Camera right, yeah. Stage although, left.
Although Okoye is looking the complete opposite way. And funny little thing about Okoye, the actress, is it Danai Gurira?
Yeah, Danny.
I'm terrible.
Gurira, yeah.
I have no idea. But she plays Michonne and she plays Okoye. They had every single actor or actress's name on the poster except for hers.
Which, come on. Like, do better.
What are we doing?
Do better.
They even had Bradley Cooper as Rocket, right? Like, they had that on there, but they didn't have her name.
And they also, they have people
who went nuts.
The people who aren't on the poster are in the credits.
Oh, are they really in the bottom credits?
Yes, you have Jon Favreau and Benedict Wong are in
God, yeah, with Gwyneth Paltrow, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice
that. And they're not even in the poster, but she's on the poster and they didn't put her name in it.
So they got such backlash of that they changed it and they added her name to the top.
Which they should have.
Of course they should have.
You should have gotten shit for that.
So that is, if you look at a recent version of the poster, there's an extra name on top. So there's like 13 names or whatever it is. But you got Thanos in the background. It looks kind of like my second grade school picture with the laser background.
It does look like the laser background, yeah.
Very much so. You got War Machine. He's got his little glove on. He's like, hey, you don't want any of this. You got Ant-Man. He's looking around. Iron Man seems to be looking up to Jesus, if you believe in Jesus. Thor's kind of looking more straight line. Hulk is like, I'm kind of useless now.
I'm useless now. Yeah, I'm business casual, but I'm here for the meeting.
Yeah. Nebula has her, like, Princess Leia blaster in her hands.
Sure.
Black Widow's got a couple of, what would you call those? Sticks?
Those are those, what are the kendo sticks that, Nightwing uses?
Yeah.
You know, Nightwing so those sticks.
Those are badass. Hawkeye, he's got his... His only weapon he uses. Captain America's got his shield going. Rocket looks like he's startled. He's kind of like, hey, what's up over here? I'm looking over here now. And for some reason, the only person who has wind going through their hair would be Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, who just looks dynamite.
Yeah, she looks good.
Where'd the shield come from?
Don't know.
Because?
Wakanda?
Maybe. Maybe they built him another one, but... Or maybe they're we're time traveling, but the suit looks a little bit different. The chest piece on Captain America looks a little bit different.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. And then you get Thanos, of course, in the background. Like I was saying, he's kind of looking away as well. He's rocking his helmet though,
down and to the left.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Who looks the best? Who looks the worst on the poster?
Captain Marvel's really popping for me right here.
Marvel looks good.
They kind of
fucked Okoye, not just by not putting her name in, but she's the only one that's like completely looking down and you can't see like her whole face.
Well, she's grieving. I think she's sad. She's the saddest of the bunch because
she actually
we're into spoilers. Actually, if you haven't seen this shit, like, what are you doing here?
Oh, you've seen Infinity. If you're watching this, you don't care. We're going to be breaking down the trailer here in a minute and you've obviously seen Infinity War. So
yeah,
she's grieving for
sure. She's grieving. So that's maybe that, and you know,
nobody looks great. I'll be honest. Captain America looks good, and Captain Marvel looks good.
Now there's two characters. You have Hawkeye or Ronan, and I'm looking at the poster right now, and Rocket, who are seemingly surrounded by ash.
Yeah, they're covered in fire or ash. It looks
There's like little ashes to the left and right of them, respectively. Do you make anything of that?
That could be Hawkeye's family.
Sure.
And Groot.
Grootitude, Groot.
Grootitude. Could be.
Just saying.
And then we'll look at, see above Thor's head, there's the ship.
There's a little spaceship.
That Iron Man is on. So that's in there. Anyway, looks pretty good. I'll be honest, though. I think I like the Infinity War poster better.
I was thinking about that. So that Infinity War poster, you have Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, as the centerpiece of that. And this one, it's Steve Rogers. So,
and you have a big Thanos in both of them, too.
Yes.
Though. But, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Anything else on the poster before we get to the trailer?
No. Let's do this.
Ryan, did you like it?
Yes, I did. For the most part, I did.
Yeah, because I had the same kind of thing, and it was funny. When the Game of Thrones Season 8 trailer came out, I was like, all right, I don't need to be swayed one way or another. Like, I couldn't be more excited for Endgame and for Thrones. Mm-hmm. So I almost, like, don't want to know. Like, so Thrones, I watched it once, and that was it. I was like, I'm not going to pick through this thing. I'm not going to do a trailer breakdown. I'm not going to do any of that. And then with Endgame, I was like, two reasons made me want to watch it. One, I think the Russos had already made a comment before that all the stuff in the trailers is going to be from like the first 30 minutes. Like, they're not going to give away too much.
And you'd be like, 30 minutes, but like, this is a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
So
and I don't know, based on some of the things that we've seen, I'm going to be honest, I think it's going to be really difficult for all of this to happen in the first 30 minutes, but we'll see. And the other thing is they actually swerved us before, because in the Infinity War trailer, there was one of the fighting scenes in Wakanda where it was full on Hulk.
Yes.
And as we know, that didn't happen.
Yes.
So there's a chance, even if you want to read everything into this, they may shoot things differently, or they may make some different choices, or they might have just put something in like that to fucking mess with us.
Yeah, and there was another thing that people said, too. They have a habit of not putting CGI characters into the shots, like for the trailers. If you watch the first trailer, you don't see Tony, you don't see Nebula, but when they're walking left or right. Did I talk about this before? I feel like I talked about this with somebody before.
Let it fly.
They're walking, so it's like Hawkeye and War Machine, and they're walking, but between Hawkeye and War Machine, there's a huge gap. Like, they're all equally spaced out, and then there's a huge gap, and there's like, Hawkeye's like coming up. That could be Tony and Nebula, but it also, people say that it's Professor Hulk.
Could be. Could be the professor.
Yeah.
Could be.
Which I would be very excited to see.
Yes.
If they brought him into the mix.
Yeah, so this trailer had some of the same shots that we've seen in either the trailer one or the Super Bowl spot. Like, there was the, like, New York City shot of, like, the Statue of Liberty. There was also, like, Tony in the ship floating around. So the one problem with this, and I don't even know if it's a problem, because, like, you know they're going to get together, but... Like, Iron Man and Nebula are in one place.
Yes.
And, like, most of the group is somewhere else. And Ant-Man is clearly somewhere else. And Captain Marvel is clearly somewhere else. And the one thing, and I get, again, it's inevitable, but they clearly give it away that they all get together.
Yeah.
You know, like, and, like, that's one thing where you're like, all right, I guess.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? So it starts with a voiceover by Tony Stark. We've been hearing his voice a lot, and he's really talking to Pepper. I could really give two shits about Pepper Potts. I'll be honest.
Yeah, could you?
But he's a sad sack. I don't like Pepper Potts.
You don't like Pepper Potts?
No. I don't like Pepper. What do you like Pepper Potts?
I mean, I like it because I did like Pepper. I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow. Let's
yeah,
table
that's
that.
My problem. Yeah, that's my problem.
But
maybe I'm hung up on the actress.
You're hung up on the actress because that character is kind of important to Tony Stark. That's what kind of tethers Tony Stark to not being like.
So what do you think about it? Really kind of goes back to the beginning for the two most the two central characters of the 22 MCU movies are Tony Stark's Iron Man and Captain America. They're the two most important by far. They each have a trilogy. They each have they're in all these Avengers movies. They're the leaders. They were at the Civil War, like all of that. And you get Tony Stark talking to Pepper Potts and talking about how, oh, it feels like a century ago or whatever he says, which makes sense. You know, it was the first MCU movie. Plus you have Captain America in the scene of him back when he was like scrawny Captain America, like when he was just a little guy. So,
which tells me now if we were to do a death pool for these characters, I would say Cap and Tony are at the top of the list. Yes.
I think they both are. I think Captain America definitely gone, and I think there's a good chance Iron Man's gone too.
See, I don't think so. See, I would say that he's going to be. There's a good chance that Samuel L. is done.
Yeah, you're thinking maybe like he just takes over.
He takes over Shield, and then he makes like he's. And this is going to sound ridiculous but he's like the new Stan Lee. Like he makes cameos. Like Tony Stark will show up.
He just pops up in every movie.
But you know how like Samuel L. Jackson just kind of showed up for like a scene or two in these movies and then split?
Yeah.
Like that's going to be Tony Stark.
So my takeaway is, so one of the voiceovers that we hear in this is Agent Carter.
Yes.
So again, there's a theme of kind of going back to the beginning of all of this, like with Tony and with Captain America. And then obviously one of the oldest characters, if you think about it, like the timeline is Agent Carter. And one of her quotes in there is, something about, you know, we got to do our best and you got to do your best. Like, you know, real Captain America saying, but she said, sometimes the best we can do is start over.
Yeah.
So my first fear is they don't do some bullshit with the time stone that like resets everything. Cause I would be so mad if the MCU literally just got reset.
Yes.
And it was like, hey, it's 2008 again, and none of this has happened.
Yeah, that like, would be
complete bullshit.
What if Captain America goes back in time and prevents Tony from getting put in the bunker?
Right, or something like that. Or they exactly, like, just completely.
Like, because that's the first scene in the trailer, and he's like, that seemed like so long ago. And then what if they, like, clean it up and be like, no, you never had to make that first Iron Man suit. You never had to do that. So none of this got started.
Like, you can't Days of Future Past this thing.
No, you can't.
It's just, there's too much at stake. We're too invested.
Nope.
Now, if you're going to do any kind of time manipulation, I guess you could do it to right before everybody gets snapped. I would still be kind of annoyed by that. I feel like it's kind of a cop-out, but I feel like that's the most likely scenario.
Or where you go back to the scene where they almost have the glove off, the gauntlet off him.
Or what about Thor actually hits Thanos in the face?
Hits him in the head, yeah.
Yeah. I think something like that, because you don't want to go too far back. And unfortunately, maybe Gamora, maybe she's still dead.
We got Guardians 3. She's got to come back for Guardians 3, baby.
No, I know. Maybe you just get her in like a dream sequence.
Yeah. Or maybe she just like runs away.
Yeah, she could. She could. You know. But I mean, that to me is definitely one of the things, right, where it's like you're going to manipulate time somehow. There's a time stone, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But don't make it. But then they're also talking about one of the themes of this whole thing is whatever it takes. Like Black Widow says it. Thor says it. Hawkeye says it. They all say like whatever it takes. So I think there's a chance that because it's not a coincidence that it's only the original Avengers who are left.
Right.
Well, you know, and a couple other characters, obviously. But all five of the original Avengers are left, that two or three of them are probably going to have to die. And like sacrifice, absolutely. And they're going to sacrifice themselves and let all the younger characters move on.
Yep.
So that's, I would expect that. You also get the little shot of Hawkeye with his kid shooting the old arrows.
Is that his kid?
Yeah, who do you think that is?
It's either one of his kids or it's Kate Bishop, who becomes Hawkeye.
Mine? Okay.
The Lady Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, who you would like her more actually as a Hawkeye.
Okay.
You know why?
Why? Because she's a female
and she has a dog.
Oh, I do love dogs.
You do love dogs.
I do love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was, you know, they show Hawkeye with a young girl, regardless of who it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they're doing the voiceover stuff and Agent Carter. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's as Ronan meeting up with Black Widow, which we've already seen before. But it was like, all right, like, this is, he kind of snaps because, you know, his family's gone. That has to be the case.
Yes.
Then you also get Peggy Carter's funeral. That's in there. You get Thor and Odin, which again, I think a lot of that is kind of going back to like the emotional part and sort of like the early stages of like all these heroes.
Yeah.
Captain America's talking. You see scenes from Infinity War, Falcon and Scarlet Witch turning into dust. You get Ant-Man where he is now.
He got out.
He got out. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes him to get out of there after the snap.
Well, looks like, and they also said that thing like time doesn't, he could have been in there for a while because remember like Janet Van Dyke said, time doesn't pass down there like it normally does.
That's true. Or he could be in there for 10 minutes, but then it's really like 2 days.
Yeah.
Or,
that's what I'm saying. Where a year.
Yeah. Because when he gets out, you think about it, it had to be well after the snap because there's like signs of like missing people and like shit like that. So that stuff doesn't happen overnight. So that's interesting. Really, maybe the coolest shot of the whole trailer was Rocket on top of War Machine,
which, you know, they're going to get along, you know,
I don't even like War Machine, but Rocket can make anybody cool.
It just him sitting on this shoulder. Like, you know, I would love to have a Rocket raccoon on my shoulder at all times.
Oh yeah.
Like
what about
just quipping
Rocket.
What?
Would you know? So there's fighting and training sequences with Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye,
Stand Sharp,
and
Stand
Nebula.
Sharp. Mm-hmm.
They're staying sharp, they're staying loose. And it is funny though, because you have like Thor and his axe. You have Ant-Man going small and he can do all kinds of crazy stuff if need be. Nebula seems like maybe one of the great assassins. And I know Black Widow and Hawkeye are good and they would kill me in a second.
Yes.
But the scene of Black Widow shooting like a fucking pistol,
like a little one too, like not even like a 9mm, a very small pistol.
Like, and I'm not saying this because she's a woman. I'm just saying like you could fit that in your purse.
Yes.
Like that's the kind of gun that was. And even Hawkeye shooting his arrows, it's like, wait, you guys have seen Thanos, right?
Like, you know, like, what's happening here, right?
This is akin to Ben Affleck's Batman lifting weights before he fought Superman.
Like,
you're better off doing the SATs than lifting weights.
You're going to flame out before you even, you know, I saw the size of those chains that you were slinging around. Like, you're going to be all burned out.
But they're trying to make it look badass. And Black Widow is a badass, but it's like, this, your little gun right now it's not going to help us. Like, unless it's like, unless it's one of those like million to one shots, like Luke Skywalker style. And like, that's what they need. And they need both of them to be sweet accuracy. And maybe that's the case.
No, they're just like, they're
really fit.
Yeah. But they're contextual badasses. Like you're a badass, like in this context, like on Earth.
Yeah.
As soon as we go out of the atmosphere, like you're useless.
Useless. Useless. Right.
But Ryan, cool characters nonetheless.
They are cool characters. No, they're good. They're a good part of the team, but it just seemed like a little out of place because we see Thor and we're like, if Thor couldn't kill him, and like maybe he could, but he just didn't. But Thor is a god and he's like centuries old. He's got like, he controls like lightning, it looks like. And then you're like, pew, 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 pew.
Like that was a tight grouping that she was shooting there and she reloaded it very quickly, but please.
She reloaded it quickly and she was like angry and you're like, yeah, nice. But then you're like, wait a minute, this... Thor would just like bat those out of the sky. Like,
yeah, they would never hit him.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very, very kind of odd to see that. Ryan, what did you think of the new Avenger suits?
Well, I think those are like deep space slash. Oh, they also, there's this theory that they look very much like Hank Pym's quantum suits.
They do look a little quantum suity. Good point.
So they could be going
sharp.
In there. They are sharp. White and red. They look sharp, which. Again, one of the things that I said on Twitter, one of my two questions was, where's Professor Hulk? And
so,
what's with the color red in this trailer? Because if you watch the trailer again, anytime there's black and white, the only color that they kept that was red. Like, everything's red.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's red in every shot somewhere.
I would say pretty much. I know, like, the Thor scenes and some of those stuff, that the red really pops, and that's it.
But even, like, Tony in the spaceship, like, he's wearing a red shirt.
Yeah.
Like even like the flags in Asgard are red, you know, like everyone's costumes that they show, you know? So it's like, I don't know what that means. Is it an allusion to what's the redstone? Is that power?
No, the redstone, no, the power stone, I believe
is purple,
is
right?
Purple. Yeah. I think the reality stone is red.
So there you go.
So something with the reality stone.
Something with the reality stone.
What's also interesting, like to show you kind of like the swerve, I forget if it was the first trailer or the Super Bowl spot, but they did that scene where they're walking like in a straight line.
Yes.
But there's only like a couple of them. And then this trailer has them, like a bunch of them, and they're all in the suits.
Yes.
And so these are the people that I saw wearing the suits. Captain America, Nebula, which is, I mean, obviously they're going to bring her on the team, but it's kind of funny to see her as an Avenger. Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Black Widow, War Machine. I assume Rocket is there, but like walking lower because they didn't go all the way down. It wasn't like from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was one guy, and I watched it obviously a few times. I couldn't tell if it was just Paul Rudd or if it was possibly Mark Ruffalo's Bruce, but just like as Bruce Banner.
Oh, walking with the team? There, Scott Lang was there. Paul Rudd was there.
No, Scott Lang definitely was, but in one of the scenes, I couldn't tell if it was him behind something. Because there's one where it's like clearly Scott Lang, like his face. But then just because they have a similar, if you only see like the top of their head, it's very similar. And so I wasn't sure if that was maybe Bruce Banner, but I feel like they would have shown him one way or the other, but maybe not.
Maybe
not.
So just doing some research, I found that the reality stone is that which unlocks the multiverse.
Oh boy.
So, you know.
So, by the way, we're going to get way more in depth. Our live show is April 7th. It's going to be a preview show. So, with this, we've tried to really focus it more on the actual trailer, whereas the preview show, we'll get into all kinds of wild speculation and predictions and things we want to see and everything else. But that we're going to have a whole conversation on multiverses.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're looking at here.
That's where we're looking at. And if we just throw, as Scott Lang says in Ant-Man and the Wasp, you just throw quantum in front of anything.
Yeah.
And that's instantly cooler and more confusing.
And you're good to go. Yeah. So the red, there's definitely a reason for the red.
Yep. Has to be.
You're not wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, then at the end, sort of like almost like a post-credits scene, which they do in these trailers, it is Thor meeting Captain Marvel. And we already saw at the end of Captain Marvel, this is you've all already seen Captain Marvel, but this is sort of a spoiler for that, at least the mid-credit scene. Captain Marvel meets up with like half of the Avengers, but at that point we didn't see her with Thor.
Mm-hmm.
This trailer, Thor staring at her. Captain Marvel, a slight smile, Ryan. A
little smirk on her face. She's a sly one.
I have two questions for you.
Yes.
One, do they know each other from before? And two, will they immediately have sax?
Sax. No to both.
Yeah, they probably don't know each other. Right? I mean, it's a big galaxy out there.
Huge. I think I think she knows who he is, but they haven't formally met.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense. Because that's even, think about it. It's assuming they know each other would be assuming that two people on Earth know each other, but then multiplying that by like a billion.
Like, I'm sure she's heard about him. Like, they travel in the same circles. I'm sure she's heard of him.
Right.
You know, he's been around for, like you said, thousands of years, and he's been kicking ass all over the galaxy for that long.
Yeah.
So she probably knows his name. Now, would this have been better? Hear me out. Like, that was kind of a cool little snippet where, like, he buzzed the tower on her and she didn't flinch. Mm-hmm. What if she caught it? Like, kind of like no look, like backhand grabbed it.
Wait, what do you mean? Caught what?
The hammer, the axe.
Oh, when it like flew and like he grabbed it. Yeah, that would have been pretty sweet. Because she can definitely grab that thing and chuck it if she wants.
She can wield it.
She can do it. She can do whatever she wants. Who do you think, if I was doing odds right now, and again, this is like a bigger picture question too, but odds right now of a character to kill Thanos?
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask me this.
Is Captain Marvel the favorite? Is Thor the favorite, or somebody else?
It's between her, Thor, and maybe Hulk.
Yep, good call. Hulk should be, he's such a wild card, but he should be in the mix, even though we saw him head-to-head with Thanos before, and it was not fair.
It was not fair.
He got crushed.
Well, to be fair, Thanos was cheating,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no, I know. But he also only had two stones then, now he has six.
But one of them was the Power Stone.
Yeah, well, they got to get the glove off him. Nobody's beating him if he has the gauntlet on. Nobody is.
No one.
So
what if? And then what if it's someone we haven't seen yet? You know, what if, you know, Adam Warlock shows up?
I don't think they'll do that.
I don't think they'll do that either. But can you imagine?
I could be wrong.
What if Silver Surfer shows up?
Oh, well, hopefully nobody's sitting in front of me at the theater if Silver Surfer shows up.
Oh, by the way, forgot that news. That deal's like basically done. Fox and Disney is done. So
getting things together, getting it together, which is great. Ryan, we have an email of the episode. It ties in. It's a Captain Marvel theory. So again, this is a Captain Marvel spoiler. And it's actually not even about the movie. It's more about our big question going in. So this is an email from Eric. He said, "Hey boys, so here's my theory of why we haven't seen Captain Marvel since the 90s in the MCU. He says, what if Fury did page her each time, whether it's New York, Sokovia, whatever, but she was so busy with the Kree-Skrull War that she ignored the pages. So you ask yourself, why did she come this time? How about she saw that half of the Krees and Skrulls vanished just at the time of the last page from Fury? That is the one thing that would make her come back." He says, Eric says, "A crappy theory, but it popped into my head while listening to your Captain Marvel episode."
No, it's not. It's not that crappy of a theory.
It's not crappy. She had to be very busy, but I feel like, my problem isn't even necessarily Captain Marvel. It would be with Fury. And, like, if you have that, I don't know, like, as New York is happening in Avengers 1, wouldn't you at least relay, be like, I'm trying to call back up. Like, I got somebody up my sleeve. Or, like, I don't know. You would at least relay this. You couldn't keep this secret for that long.
No, and I like the idea, again, that we think that this is the most catastrophic thing ever. Sokovia and the first Avengers because, oh, boy.
Yeah, somebody's outside.
Because it happens on Earth and we live here. But, you know, the universe being infinite, you know, it's easy for fictional Captain Marvel to be like, no, there's like other stuff that's way more important than that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know,
that's true. So we'll see what ends up happening.
Like,
that.
Yeah, you're dealing with all this, but behind the scenes, I'm dealing with all of this that's trying to get to you too. You know,
now, you don't think, and I'm with you, I don't think Captain Marvel knows Thor, but do you think Captain Marvel has seen, fought, or is aware of Thanos?
Oh, yes. Yes.
To all of it?
Well, because she knows Ronan.
Yeah, so she's got to be aware
of Thanos. She has to be aware. Yeah.
Everybody's aware of Thanos.
Right.
He is a threat to the entire galaxy, but I don't know if she's been like face-to-face with him.
No, I don't think so either, but again, like she's dealt with Ronan face-to-face.
Yeah.
So like she now knows that Ronan is, you know, and she knows...
Yeah, and that was years ago, so you don't have to really...
And if she's Kree, then she knows of, like, Nova and, like, Nova Prime. So she knows, like, we're getting into that circle now, but...
Oh, yeah. Like, does she know...
Ego?
Right. Like, does she know Ego? Does she know all the Guardians?
Maybe.
She could.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think they would have brought her up last episode? last movie. They would have been like, oh, by the way, you know who could help us?
You know who we could really call right now to bring this?
Is.
Yeah.
Carol Danvers.
Like, who?
All right.
Vers. Yeah, Veers.
Veers. This is lame. Ryan, we're going to have so much more. Live show April 7th at Idle Hands. It's going to be the two of us and Mac and Goo. So actually, between now and April 7th, feel free to email us questions or comments or theories that you have. And we're going to rattle a whole bunch off, make all kinds of predictions, and talk about just how excited we are to see this goddamn movie. I don't know if there will ever be another movie I'm this excited about ever again.
I don't think so. I mean, the one was
how could you possibly?
Kevin Feige referred to, by the way, Endgame is the last, what did he call it? The Infinity Saga.
Ooh.
So all the movies that we've seen are a part of what he said it out loud, the Infinity Saga, which means.
It is very difficult to think of there ever being higher stakes than this.
No, this is like Seinfeld, you know what I mean? You don't want it to turn out like that.
Yeah.
Or the Sopranos, where this is just a letdown. Or Game of Thrones. Like, this
Thrones,
is like
there's a chance. There's a chance
that we
it
don't.
Could all be shit. It could all be shit. We could hate it. We could hate it.
We could have done this for nothing. We could have done this for 3 years for nothing.
Yeah.
If this sucks. I don't think it will.
It's funny because we were talking with Mac and Goo. We were texting. We were like, is this going to be our last episode ever? The Endgame review? Like, where do we go from here?
We're gonna. I'm gonna wind up having to see this movie like 3 times in the theater just because I won't know what else to do.
I know. Well, thankfully, Thrones will still be going on for a few weeks.
Yeah, after that. Yeah,
after, and then that's it. So, all right. Anything else on the trailer or the poster or just anything?
No, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see who gets the final blow on Thanos and who dies, because someone's dying.
So that's what we'll do. We'll have a whole list of who's going to make it, who's not going to make it. We'll do that on April 7th. Ryan, let's get to the pick of the pod.
Let's hit it. Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Kick, receive, defer, or you may defend a goal.
I will defer to you.
I will receive, because you don't want to.
You don't want to. Nope. You don't want to do that.
Kick twice. Nobody wants to kick twice. So I've been reading some comic books. I mentioned last week Paper Girls, which is pretty good. Paper Girls is good. I just started reading X-Men Blue, which is so far not bad. It's like they're bringing together like the original group of X-Men. Cullen Bunn, I believe, is who wrote it, who has done a whole bunch of stuff. He even did the Drax run with CM Punk, but he's done other stuff too. He's done a bunch of stuff. And I am I have in my possession, I just haven't read it yet, Mr. Miracle. The one by Tom King, which everybody's saying is the best comic book of last year. It was funny. I mentioned it a couple podcasts ago. Got an email from somebody who already read it and was like, I was like, I haven't read it yet, but I just know it's going to be good. And he was like, great recommendation. Thank you. I'm like, whew. Okay. Because I haven't read it yet, but it's in my grasp and I will be reading it soon. So those are a few things to read.
Yep.
Ryan, what do you got?
You get your dick beaters on that comic. You ready to go?
You know it.
That's old mover lingo. When I used to be a mover, that's what they used to. They used to yell at me. Oh. That was very crass, but that's
not the only kind of lingo that is. But anyway,
I watched a movie. I love documentaries about really weird people.
Yes.
And I found one. It was on Amazon Prime. If you can watch it, it's called Skip Stones for Fudge. Now, picture King of Kong, a worse version of King of Kong.
Yeah, Nibbler.
Right. Worse than that, and it's about competitive stone skipping.
Oh, my God.
And why it's called Skip Stones for Fudge, they have these huge, like, national stone skipping competitions.
Okay.
And the winner gets fudge.
So whoever's the best at skipping stones gets fudge?
For over a decade, Russ Rockbottom Byers and Kurt Mountain Man Steiner have endured a rivalry that lifted competitive stone skipping to unthinkable levels, is the tagline.
Well, that I don't doubt.
Yeah.
That I would never call into question.
They're, again, they're trying to, like, there's three people who are involved. They're trying to set the Guinness World Book of Records for stone skipping.
Oh, my
and
God.
And if you think you know what that number is, you're wrong.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I was going to say, if I get, like, more than two or three, I'm pretty happy.
You're pretty happy. Five, do you know what the six. Guinness? This isn't a spoiler because no one's going to watch this, but I watched it and I thought it was great.
How long is this episode? This
52 minutes.
Okay,
so it's right. Short.
So the most skips?
The most skips in the Guinness World Book of Records held by Kurt Mountain Man Steiner is 88.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
88 skips. That must have been a real flat stone.
Oh, it was super flat and super heavy. Like, and they teach you how to do it, right? And oh, it's awesome. Oh, it's pretty awesome. It's worth checking out because these people are so ridiculous. Like,
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Skip stones for good. Fudge.
And then you just, you know, you get a whole bunch of fudge after. Yeah. So that's pretty good. Ryan, next week we're going to be breaking down the new Jordan Peele movie, Us. I'm very excited about that. If you do not make it out to the theater, fear not, because we always do spoiler-free at the beginning, plus This Week in Dork and all of that. But if you do see it, check us out. We will let you know what we think of the film. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and just about everywhere else podcasts are located. We love a review. We love all that rating and all that crap, so please do that. Dork Podcast on Twitter, on YouTube, email dorkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to watch Ryan Twitch
at our
play a little
Twitch,
video games,
twitch.tv/rvond or rvond on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you want to find me, you know where I be. So come get it.
I love it. I can't wait for all of that. You got the new Overwatch character. You got Apex.
I don't know what I'm going to do this week. I might have to figure it
maybe
out.
Some retro games. Ugh. You can even go through, take a look at the Dork Madness bracket, see what games are left.
Well, I got the Division 2, which is it's right now it's slow going in the beginning. It's a bit of a grind, right. But it's fun. So I like it.
Well, Ryan, always a pleasure, and once again, another perfect episode.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a day bed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.